720 WGN. Thank you for joining us for the Lisa Dent Show today. You know, being born and raised in Rockford, the plant in Belvedere employed so many people. I'm talking about what was the Chrysler plant, and then recently it's been making Jeep Cherokees, and they announced they're laying off 1,350 workers. Of course, that's the info you get right before the holidays. It always seems to happen in the fourth quarter. A senior executive said, oh, no, we're not closing the plant. At one time, there are more than 5,000 people working there, and when that happens, Belvedere takes a big hit. So the question is, what happens next? John Plutz is a technology, airlines, cannabis reporter for Crain's Chicago Business. Stellantis is the owner of that plant. Are they, as the governor indicated, going to turn it into an EV facility?
Well, we don't know yet. That's what the state's trying to convince them to do. But they, you know, they haven't made a decision at this point. It is interesting that that Stellantis went out of its way when they announced the layoffs to say that they weren't planning to close the plant.
Yeah, I find that interesting, because if you're laying these people off, is there any indication they bring them back, and are they covered by any kind of a union agreement, or is that plant not union?
It is union, and they're planning to lay them off for more than 6 months. And so what happens to them in the meantime, there's opportunities, obviously, to go to other plants. That's one thing that the workers could do. But I was talking to somebody in Rockford the other day who told me, he said, you know, we've lived through this a few times.
Yeah.
Plants get retooled and they do get shut down for 6 months or more as they reconfigure the plants to do something else. So it's not quite as dire as it first looked. When that announcement first came out, I mean, it looked like they were closing the plant.
Right.
And, you know, anybody who's lived through that, the folks just north of the border in Janesville, obviously, you know, several years ago, lost a GM plant. You know, that's something that people are pretty skittish about. Any place that's got an auto plant, any place that's got an older auto plant, is very anxious about that.
Well, because Stellantis is the largest property taxpayer in Boone County, right?
Yeah. And until recently, they were also, the largest employer. Now that's sort of back and forth with the hospital system up there. As recently as 2019, that plant employed 5,000 people. And the tough thing about an auto plant is that, you know, your fortunes really are dictated by the success of the particular car that you make. The Ford plant on the south side has gone through various stages of that over the years. You know, at one point, the Taurus that was made there was the best-selling car in America, and then, you know, many years later, it wasn't. And they ultimately retooled it, and now it makes Explorers. But, you know, that is the tough thing about auto plants, is, you know, your fortunes are just dictated by how well the vehicle that you make sells.
Well, and I think so many people take a job there thinking that it's a lifelong job. They buy homes in that area. And when Stellantis says, well, you can go to another plant, well, people aren't going to uproot their kids and leave their families and move to another town. I think a lot of them are going to sit it out and think, okay, if they retool the plant, maybe I can get back in there in 6, 8 months, maybe a year.
Yeah, and that is the difficult thing about auto plants, that you know, that cycle does happen, and yeah, it forces some really tough choices for employees. But you know, as they sort of think about that transition, you know, you also get a pretty good picture as to why the Pritzker administration is trying so desperately to see if there's a way that plant makes the transition to yet another continues making cars for another generation. Because that's really sort of what's on the table here. You know, all of the automakers are looking to make a transition to EVs, you know, sometime in that 2030, 2035 time frame. And, you know, they're going to continue making internal combustion engine vehicles for a long time. But it's pretty clear that long term, EVs will become the dominant type of vehicle, or at least, a huge part of the industry. And, you know, to stay in that game, you know, you'd really like to have an EV plant the challenge there is a lot of times, you know, unlike the retooling that we've talked about going on, you know, sort of over and over, a lot of times the EV plants, computers are getting built from scratch. Sometimes they're getting retooled. Other times they're building new plants or they're building battery plants nearby. And that's really, you know, that's really what the state's chasing. They want to keep that thing open. They want to have, you know, continued employment. Those are good paying jobs, you know, in a place that has lost a lot of manufacturing jobs, you know, over the decades.
Absolutely. John Pletz is with us. He covers technology, airlines, and cannabis for Crain's Chicago Business. We're talking about the Stellantis plant. I grew up knowing it as the Chrysler plant. If you're headed to Wisconsin on 90, you can't miss it. It's on the north side, and they've always got the Jeeps out front, and there's hope that there's enough land that even if they decided to build a new EV plant, maybe they could do that. But what has happened? I feel like every corner is filled with Jeeps. Are they not selling as well anymore? Is that why they're idling that plant or closing it down, whatever the term they're using?
Yeah, the sales have dropped off pretty sharply in the last couple of years.
Interesting.
You know, remember that product, I believe, was made in Toledo, you know, at a facility owned by Stellantis there, and then ultimately came here. But yeah, it looks like sales are off pretty significantly in the last 2 years.
And is Governor Pritzker committed to putting money toward this to make sure that a plant of some form, an EV plant, takes root in Belvidere in place of the current Stellantis plant or the Jeep plant?
Well, if we look at what's going on in Springfield, it certainly looks like they're trying to pull the resources together, whether it's tax breaks or other things. They haven't talked a lot about what their strategy is. I wouldn't expect them to, but you can tell by the legislation that has moved through Springfield and some other pending legislation that they're hoping to get after the first of the year, that they want to have enough tax breaks at their disposal to make this thing happen. You know, the biggest EV battery plants, so they're going to make the electric vehicles, and then you usually have a battery supplier because, you know, an EV is mostly batteries nearby. And the plants that we've seen, there's been a couple built or proposed down in Georgia. Those are $5.5 billion plants with, you know, a couple thousand jobs. You know, between the two facilities, you know, it's a significant capital investment both to build them, and then, you know, they employ a lot of people. And like anything else, you know, connected to the auto industry that we've seen for, you know, the last 4 years, cities and states want those plants. They want those jobs. You know, they're a huge source of income for the population. They're also a huge source of tax revenue. And, you know, the states have been willing to offer up really lucrative incentives to get those plants because those plants don't show up for 3 or 4 years. It's not a warehouse. You know, mm-hmm. these things tend to stick around, as you well know from, you know, having lived there for a long time. You know, that plant's been around since, I believe, 1957.
Yeah, way before I was born. It's just been a part of the fabric of that area. And I got to tell you, before we let you go, I believe that every other town in Illinois will be fighting to land that plant as well. I don't think that Belvidere is a shoe-in, but I hope that, you know, they at least make that a big consideration. We'll continue to follow your reporting on this. Thank you for joining me, John.
Oh, glad to be with you. Thanks so much.